Are your swords duller than a bard with stage fright? Do your axes bounce off goblins like a bad joke? Well, what are you waiting for? Come down to Forgerly Forge. We sharpen, we temper, and we make sure your blade bites harder than a tavern brawl.
But what about armor?
Glad you asked, tiny customer. Our armor's so tough, dragons ask it for protection.
Well, that's all the convincing I need.
Forgerly Forge is not responsible for any accidental dismemberments, spontaneous combustions, or mysterious, possibly sentient swords whispering elder secrets into your mind at night. Weapons purchased from Forgerly Forge should only be used in responsible combat scenarios and are not for settling tavern disputes, opening septic doors, or just seeing what happens.
So you bring the gold, we'll bring the steel, and together, we'll forge your future!
Time on Roleplay Rookies, we finally found the city that Ash had created, picked up some grass for our collection, bought a really cool sword, and got some shampoo for the road. After that, we met up with Ignis, who was Ash's father, and tried to persuade him to take up the mantle as the new Vessel of Fire. Unfortunately, he was not down, so Gavin decided to take matters into his own hands, stole the stone, and began undergoing the trial himself. Tune in to find out if Gavin survives.
You went almost the entire time without doing that. And I was going to be like, you have to do that again. But you did it perfect.
Thank you. I was actually very proud, and then I felt bad that you all missed my little mannerism.
The scoop.
What do you call that?
I call it your scoop.
My scoop?
Your vocal scoop.
It's like, I sound like it's like a little Scooby Doo and Taylor.
It's like a little Scooby Doo ask too. Like,
Raggy.
Oh,
Danny, I should.
Ruh-roh. Ruh-roh.
That was good too.
That was good.
That's really good.
I never understood why he had a speech impediment.
He was a dog. How did he speak in the first place?
It's not an impediment if your species is supposed to speak in the first place. That's a freaking gift.
That's the issue you have with that.
Why don't we take a step back?
He's a gifted dog.
Anyways,
we haven't said it.
Let's get started. Last time, where we left off, Gavin was decided to accept the trial, and he was gouging his entire fire. He used magic to have wind come out of him, and now he is in the middle of a very cool fire tornado. I described that his skin is still burning, but he's still in there, and he is now going through the trials. Brock, you tried to punch him.
I got stopped.
But as we can check right now, please roll the VAR tape. You punch him after he finished the sentence. Mm-hmm. But your hand now is burnt.
Yep.
It's pretty messed up. And what do the three of you do? You see Gavin now in this giant pillar of fire. What do you guys want to do?
I feel like last time we talked about how when Brock punched him, he flew across the room.
Yes, that does happen.
What?
I feel like that, unfortunately, would kind of get my attention first, and I'd run to Brock and be like, get some water. Get some ice.
Am I conscious still?
Yeah, you just took damage.
Oh, my hand!
Why would you do that?
I was trying to save him, and now my hand is broken.
Nobody's going to be able to tell your voices apart.
Remember what I said last time?
But then you did the same pitch.
It's not my fault that Jordan and I have the same voice.
Hilarious.
I lend it to him on weekends.
We should have utilized that more when you were younger.
I feel like we did a pretty good amount. Anyway, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna ask Ignis. I'm gonna ask Ignis if he has any bandages. Ignis, I can't say his name.
Say it again.
It's so hard to say.
Ignis.
Well, if I spell it, would make it easier for you.
No,
oh.
Probably wouldn't.
Then he'll start saying Ignis.
Ignis. His name. I ask Ash's father.
There we go.
If he's got bandages and stuff, and maybe water. Maybe we can try throwing water on this flame that's engulfing Gavin.
yeah, you can try that. And he goes to Brock and he grabs little bandages. He ties it up. He puts some like some really nice lotion. And
all right, it sounds like he's taking care of that. So I'm going to take a bucket of water.
It's about time I have a love interest in this story.
Age is just a number. You heard it here first.
I grab some water and I start throwing it on the fireball that's engulfing Gavin, and I'm like, Gavin!
Okay, roll me a dexterity throw or anything.
A dexterity saving throw?
Or acrobatics or whatever.
What the heck?
Just roll something.
Yeah. To see how well you throw the water.
A barrel roll.
I got a 9.
Okay, cool. So you throw at the fire and evaporates instantly.
All right. Remember how I'm not great under pressure. Yeah. I just thought I'd bring that back up. I'm still calling to Gavin. Can Gavin hear
me through the fire?
Wait.
So if he had a higher number, would have the outcome been different?
No.
I was going to ask why you were making it roll.
Illusion of control.
I can do.
I'm in a bad place to question the DM tonight, so I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
You know how Skyrim, I've seen a video that they tell, like, Skyrim doesn't really give you choices. They give the illusion of choices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was basically it.
Sweet. I'm yelling into the fire, though. Can Gavin hear me?
Gavin is in a trance right now.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's kind of like before when we went into the other person's mind.
Yeah,
are we able to do that? What's his face? What is his name?
Try punching me again.
Who's the elf guy?
Liam.
Liam. Is Liam,
is Liam still with us? Yeah, he's with us.
Yeah.
Liam.
Yes.
That brain thing you did before, we need to do it again now.
I don't think I can.
Why?
Why?
Because I need to touch him.
You're an arch... Whatever. Is it the archmage? What's it called?
He's a vessel.
You're a vessel.
Yeah, but he's on fire, dude.
What if we get like a really long pole and I like touch him with the pole and then you touch the other end of the pole?
Okay, yeah. Let's try that.
Okay. I try to find a pole.
You find a pole.
Roll a dexterity.
Roll a dexterity throw. Okay.
I just want you guys to picture this, though. There's a man that we adore in the middle of the room that is in a beam of fire, calm of fire. And we're like, where's a pole? Okay. And Liam's like, oh, yeah, you can go get a pole. Let's try that.
Are we in his living room or are we like outside?
You're outside the garden.
Okay.
You grab the pole?
I grab the pole.
The pole melts.
Illusion.
At this point, Jack is just sitting on the ground like 20 yards away watching this.
Okay, roll me. All right, now I need you, all of you, to roll me a perception roll.
I'm assuming not me.
Perception check.
No.
Cool.
You'll be doing your own thing soon.
Burning.
All right, I got a 22.
14.
22.
Why is it so hard for me to do math? 7.
Okay.
What a waste of my time.
Does it carry the 4?
math is hard.
Okay, to be fair, dice math is different.
No, but it's just so funny. Like, oh, hold up. Math is hard. 7.
It does nothing. 21.
It does nothing.
7. What is 4 plus 3?
Look, man, I dropped out of college for a reason.
Wait, Josh, just for my interest, what was the addition?
If it was, don't make him say that. Don't make him answer that.
It may or may not have been 4 plus 3.
That's the hardest one. So,
yeah, okay, I do give him that. That is the hardest one.
I feel like someone should get inspiration.
I don't know who. I think I want to give it to Gavin.
Okay. I mean, that's probably
the use
best.
It.
All right. Toby, as the pole is burned on your hands, you're freaking out. You're like, what should I do? What should I do? And then you realize that your breath does the ice thing. You know, when it's very cold outside and you can see your breath.
So I can see my breath. It's okay.
Little.
Is that the end of my perception? I've noticed it's chilly out.
I thought you got built. Yep, I thought you got like some role
do
play.
Do I
with
see
me,
nothing with a 14? Do I notice nothing at all?
Is Toby dead?
No,
are
no.
You a ghost?
Guys, I turn to Brock. Have you ever seen the show Danny Phantom?
Yes.
What a trip.
I think there are ghosts nearby. I can see my breath.
Down. Completely. Down.
First a pillar of fire and now ghosts.
Yep. Yeah, that's the one.
UK, with a 22, you feel cold too.
Hold on. Wait, I have an idea.
You're shirtless. Remember? You're shirtless because you took off your shirt last
Guys, I'm really cold. Why did And I think this means I might be able to touch Gavin.
Really?
This sounds legit. Really? Let's do it.
I'm going to try this.
It seems like this sounds like a good idea.
This is a yin yang situation. They're going to even each other out.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm going for. You read my mind.
He's just rolling.
Are you serious?
Didn't even ask for anything.
What'd you roll?
I got a 16.
Okay, cool. You made the 8.
There you go.
We're in this together. You didn't have me roll for damage.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Well, he rolled for
did
the
he?
Damage.
Yeah.
You got a 7.
I gained 7
7 damage. And your hand's on fire.
Which, hands on fire.
Wait, so what made that 7? 3 and a 4?
Yeah.
Wow, you did that math very well.
Gosh, damn. We are 16 minutes in.
I run to Brock and I'm like, heal my hand.
No problem. Heal hand. And then I healed his hand.
What was the spell you cast?
Healing hands?
No, I believe it was heal hand.
Heal hand. I'm healing heal his hand.
It's the special one for just a singular hand.
Okay, cool. I just singular.
Wait.
Only one hand.
I can't heal it all the way because I'm being stingy and it only gives me so many points.
So many points you heal.
Okay, that's
you did
fine.
You did 7 damage.
Yeah.
I'll give you 5.
That's actually more than
so
I thought.
So just
do.
A recap. Just a recap. You caught on fire.
Yes, I'm on
they
fire.
They threw water at you. Mm-hmm. They tried to poke
touch,
you. With
touch me.
With,
yeah. Uh huh.
We touched. Then after that, they felt cold. And then his first reaction, Toad's first reaction was, I'm going to touch him now. And then he gets caught on fire. And then heal hand happened.
Wait a second. I
good
have...
play by play.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We're trying to save our friend over here.
His flesh is literally burning right now.
Yes. So you do heal hand. And
No. Gavin's flesh is burning.
I didn't realize that when you started and you were like, Gavin could die tonight, that you were putting my life in there.
No, I'm not.
I actually, you should have said that he's going to die tonight.
All right. Well, clearly I misread the cold thing.
Okay.
Yeah,
maybe.
A little bit.
Do you know how when there's hot water and you put your hand in and they take it out super fast, it doesn't burn?
Yeah.
I don't think that. What? Applies if your
wait,
fire
listen,
is like 5,000 degrees.
If we have a wagon full of rocks.
What?
Okay. No. Let him cook. Let him cook.
And we just push it down a hill and have the momentum.
It's the minefield all over again.
Take through the pillar of fire. It should knock him out of the pillar of fire.
Can we phone a
no,
friend?
Will it not?
The fire is coming from the rock that he's holding. So if we move him, he'll still be in fire.
I am the fire, and the fire is me.
I thought you were going to say, like, we could throw rocks into there, make a trail of rocks leading from him out, and then use the trail touching him to do the mind reading.
I think the only solution here is to cut off his hand.
I can't do anything. That's
no, hold on.
Wait! What, do you have that thingy, the tattoo thingy? Can you do anything there?
The tattoo thingy?
Yeah, the darkness within you that we sealed away that you can release at any time.
I thought that was like a I could turn evil kind of thing.
Yeah, you go. Yeah, I mean, you get very powerful, but yeah.
Will
yeah.
it make me strong enough? What could it make? Do I know? Could I roll to know?
I told you, if you look back, I told you that I'm not going to tell you the consequences. But
No, but
a power up.
What if I power up and then he makes me roll a stupid dex save again? And then I turn evil and I fight you guys.
Highly likely. I'm on fire. He's killing everybody. This is going.
Okay, so because of this. All this has happened in the discussion. You now the main doors of this town inside the cave are now completely frozen.
Oh.
And then you see people panicking as they realize that the ice is coming through. And then you hear this giant banging at the door. And then, boom, the door shatters. And then you see this big blue demon with blue flames behind him. He goes,
"The stone is here. Where is it?"
You just missed it.
What stone? Right
I love this image because there's a tornado of fire behind him.
It's beautiful. I love this.
He's just like trying to stand in front of Gavin.
He's like
yeah, you just missed it.
He's raising his arms to like try to cover it up.
Yeah, he went that way.
You know, the way you came, that's where it was.
Wait, so they just came through the gate. So we're pretty close to the gate then?
Yeah, so when I told you it was an ice thing, it was supposed you guys kind of realize what's happening. You guys have a chance to stop him, but then you guys just ignore it all together.
I definitely thought something else was happening.
So
Josh, the player, felt like I knew what was about to happen. Jack rolled a 7.
4 and 3.
Yeah, the 4 and 13 happened, and now he's inside, and people's lives are in danger.
So it's an ice giant.
It's an ice demon.
So if the ice demon goes towards the fire, he can't do anything, because if we can't touch him.
I mean, maybe he's cold enough to actually touch him.
Honestly, now your wagon idea comes into play, where you put Gavin in a wagon and kind of like
that's literally what I was thinking.
I knew it. I can guess
it. I was like,
now.
Is there a way that we can use Gavin as a weapon?
I can see the chaos.
I am one with the chaos that floats in the air around him. We are one.
Okay, so. Wait. Before Danny moves on. I said you just missed it. I want to roll persuasion with deception.
All right, roll deception with disadvantage.
Please be a nat 20.
That'll mean to be 2 nat 20s.
Come on, double 20s.
I got a 7.
Yo.
What was the math on that 7?
Just kidding.
Hey, is that a 4 plus a 3?
He doesn't believe 5-2. You. And he starts, and as he gets closer, you see the ice is involving everything, and people start running. And then people start freezing in place, become the statues of ice. And as it gets closer and closer, people are freaking out. They try to move the children away. And he goes,
oh, I know this place. This is Ash's city, huh? Well, about time. After I kill everyone here, I'm going to take her stone and become the most powerful thing in all hell.
You seem like an ice guy. Like ice, not nice. Ice guy? Why would you want a fire stone? I feel like you would just lose your powers.
I'm in the back. He has a good point.
I don't have to explain myself to you, but actually it would just give me more powerful. And I'll be able to rule all over Avernus by myself.
I feel like you and I should sit down, have a meal, maybe we can talk about this, because I don't think you're thinking through the repercussions of having a firepower when you're made of ice.
Toby, you remember Todoroki?
Don't bring up anime right now.
That's actually Jack.
But how many weapons can I make
this
during a round?
One.
I can only make one.
How many can you hold?
What? No, the reason I ask is because if depending on, like, I don't know how heat absorbent the material is or the crystals are, but if I put it inside of the fire like a spear and heat it up and throw it at the giant, could that actually damage, like, do more damage?
One way to find out.
But I don't want to use a spear and then not have a weapon for the rest of the fight, is what I'm saying.
One way to find out.
I'm sorry, but I'm with Josh. Like, you can definitely try.
Just be quick about the fire, because that metal pole I shoved in there melted.
I'm going to give you guys one.
The metal pole. I grabbed the metal pole.
Okay.
To what end?
And I throw it like a spear.
Wait, the metal that he used?
Yeah.
It's like
the one that I melted?
That is, it belted on one side. It didn't go all the way down.
So you got to throw him the cold part of the metal pole.
No, I'm going to take it, and then there's the
like
red
a javelin
hot part,
throw.
And then I'm going to throw it.
So the hot part hits him. I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying that's what he's saying.
Does okay. that not make sense?
Roll me. It makes sense.
Does it?
How does it not?
Because I said it melted.
Yes, the end melted. Or did he poke it and then suddenly the entire thing just...
Am I crazy?
Well, okay, so here's
if
what...
It became liquid.
Yeah, so what I heard was Nate poked it. It melted and burned his hand.
Okay, so it wasn't a very long pole.
No, I think the idea was that there is no pole left.
Because from my understanding was that it was a long pole. He tried to poke it from far away. The heat came down and burnt his hand.
I let the DM clarify, but in my head, the entire
happened.
Pole was gone.
I had only thought that the end melted.
I guess when you poke something into the fire, the whole thing is metal. I mean, part of it heats up before it, you know, like the conduction.
That's literally what I am saying.
I can see what he's
fine,
saying.
Fine, throw your metal pole at my thing. roll me a range attack.
Before I do this.
Now he's at the mercy of the dice. He needs to talk about this.
Yeah, now he's issue.
Well, I just have to make sure, is this guy, like, is he friend? Do you think that he's open to conversation?
I just offered to have a meal with him. He seems not interested.
Are you asking this, like, holding the bar behind you, looking at him, and looking at Toby like, do you think he's willing to talk, or should I just throw this at him? Because I think at this point he would not be willing to talk, if I were guessing, but, you know.
I'm just trying to think
I'm a guess no.
Okay, I want to do a perception check to see what's around him. Like, what's around him? Like, if there's, like, barrels of something.
Ice.
Or like
ice. Everything froze.
I know everything froze, but, like, what if he froze a barrel of oil?
Frozen.
There are barrels of ice.
If I throw something.
There are people around that became ice.
Could I argue that there are blacksmith shops nearby in the entrance of the city? So there could be, like,
could be some gun black powder?
Yeah,
that
could be some
frozen
volatile
over
stuff,
in ice.
Do it. Yes, there is.
Yes, and.
There is a hole.
We are getting
there.
Somewhere. Okay, so I'm going to leave the pole where. Next to the fire to use it later. But I'm going to go find a cart.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
That's what he does. He's going to look for a cart. Toby, you have one. What do you want to do?
I just want to double check here. A couple things. First off, he was not interested in talking.
He's not. He's going to
okay, second thing.
Kill him.
Are we able to ascertain from this point that Gavin just needs time, that we have to buy time?
Yes.
That is what Ignis told us.
Okay, just double
even
checking.
Even though he's burning alive.
That is what Ignis told us.
I pull out Pointy Brock, and I look him in the eye, and I say, don't you take a step closer. I'm warning you. And, like, I have, like, my shirt off and the black blade.
Okay. The demon?
I want to do, like, an intimidation.
Okay,
roll.
Do intimidation.
We never got our armor back. Did we?
No.
This is actually the second time you've asked that. You asked that last time too, I think.
No, but I don't need armor because I'm a monk.
Yeah, he doesn't. And we've been. Wait, this is really the whole thing is one.
So I'm squishy right now.
You are very squishy.
When did we lose?
But you
our
have
armor?
A. You're looking for a
when
cart.
We. Oh no, we didn't give our armor up, huh?
The last. I don't even remember anymore. It's okay.
I don't remember Jack.
Intimidation was an 8, so New probably York. Not.
Okay, Jack. What do you want to do?
As I recall. My axe Ash's axe recently got a firepower upgrade.
Yes.
I'm going to pull that up and out and see what I can do about, I want to say rev it up, but that's not how an axe works.
Power it up.
Yeah.
Okay. The axe is now
getting
is
ready.
Glowing.
Yeah.
It's going red with heat.
Fantastic.
All right. Roman initiative, everybody.
Oh, man.
Now, we're going to take a pause on this chaos show.
Are you serious? I'm planning my hits.
Yeah, and now we're going to cut to Gavin because John's here too.
Just kidding. What? Sorry.
That's going on in the background of that entire last interview.
No, what's going on? What's going
Gavin,
on?
Gavin, you wake up and you find yourself in this very dark place and you hear a voice saying, interesting, a human. And
interesting, a disembodied voice. Sorry, keep going.
And the voice kind of fades away, and you kind of look around and you don't see anything. And then you see a bonfire, and like 10 feet from you.
No,
what do you do?
I walk towards the bonfire slowly.
All right, as you get to the bonfire, you are actually very cold, and as you get closer and closer, you start feeling warm. It's cozy. It's nice.
Oh, this is nice.
But then it starts getting kind of too hot.
Oh, I back away from the bonfire.
And the fire gets bigger.
Uh-oh.
And bigger.
Uh-oh, I start running.
And as you run, this fire is just following you.
Oh, no.
And then as it feels like it's going to catch up to you, it stops. And you see Ash right in front of you. And she goes, hey, Gavin, how are you?
Hi, Ash. Where are we?
This is your trial.
This is it?
Well,
very dark.
It's part of it. So, Gavin, what are you doing here?
Well, last I remember, I grabbed that stone.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you're dead.
I am.
Where am I dead?
No. When you try to become a new vessel, the previous vessel kind of becomes your guide.
Oh. Well, thank goodness.
Cause... So I'm here to kind of help you through it, kind of answer your questions that you might have.
Okay, well, what do I have to do?
A few things. I do need to ask you, though, why are you doing this? I know you say I'm dead, but it's not up to you. This is not your people.
I suppose they're not my people, but it feels like the only way that I can help mine and other people.
Well, it's very brave of you. I really hope you make it.
I really hope I make it too.
All right. So she starts, and then you find yourself. And this place is a memory. And it is the memory. The reason is actually the reason why Gavin did not become a lawyer. Do you want to tell us what is happening here, John?
Oh, yeah. Gavin is actually standing in his dad's office. Gavin's father is an oil-made billionaire. He has a bunch of like fracking thing, what are those called? Like fracking installations and oil rigs that basically he runs an organization in Texas that does oil fracking. And Gavin actually completed law school and he's standing in his dad's office. And part of the deal was that he had to operate as a defendant for his dad's company as an environmental lawyer.
So advocate for them.
He had to advocate and defend them in court against other groups, nonprofit groups who were protesting the things his dad was doing that were harming the environment. At this point, Gavin is standing in this office actually having a fight with his dad about it because he never realized this was his dad's real intent of giving him the money for law school. He's offering him a job to do this now.
Okay. Okay. The cuts to is like, Gavin, Gavin, come in.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, son, I'm so proud of you. How are my future lawyer doing?
Future lawyer?
Yeah, you know, I helped you out. I expect you to help me out.
Dad, I've got bigger plans than just working for your oil company.
I'm sorry, son. Don't you like money?
I don't even know how to answer that.
The answer is yes. Gavin, it's quite easy, really.
Dad, there are things that are more important than money.
No. Okay. You start to sound like your mother, right? Just, there isn't. It's power, money. That's what matters, Gavin. You work super hard to become a lawyer. You look at where you are now. You're the last mile. All you gotta do is sprint to the end and you have everything you want.
Is this why you paid for school?
Yes.
I cannot believe this.
Gavin, do you think I would just throw my money away? It's an investment.
Throw it away. I'm trying to help the environment. I'm trying to help people. And you're causing all these problems. I thought you were trying to support me in this and that you had kind of changed your mind in your heart. You want to be a different person altogether. And now I'm finding out all you want is to use me?
Not use you, son. It's... You know, I helped you out, and I kind of deserve it. You helped me out now.
Deserve it?
You owe me.
I'll show you what you deserve, and I just throw all the papers off his desk, and I storm out.
Gavin! And he, like, runs out. What are you doing?
No, you can find some other monkey to defend your company. I'm out of here.
So, hey, how are you going to help the world, Gavin, huh?
I'll find a way. And I open the elevator.
And you walk off, and Ash asks you, was that the last time you saw your dad?
Yeah, that was the last time we talked.
And what'd you do after that?
Well, I tried to find some work in some nonprofit organizations, and no one would take me because they knew my dad and my last name. It wasn't good on brand for all these nonprofit groups. So I kept looking, and eventually I went looking foreign, and I found an opportunity in India. I was going to fly out there and help some local groups out there, and I slept through my flight, and it just felt like a sign, and that's why I've never actually flown on an airplane. And you know, I'd given up. I found a small town in Texas that was just driving distance from mom, and I just found whatever job I could get. Thought maybe I can do little things to do good.
And then we see you helping the your neighborhood, right? You're helping the kids, you're helping the homeless, you volunteer in the homeless shelter, we watch you trying to help everybody you can, being the friendly person that you are, helping people little by little. And she goes, I'm sorry, Gavin, you try to make the best of the tools you're given.
It doesn't feel like enough, does it?
No, but it never does. You know, we can just try our best, little by little, try to make small changes every day. Well, we saw what's in your heart, which is good. And now becomes the real thing. So now this is Danny, the DM, talking. John.
Oh, okay.
I have 6 trials.
Oh, shoot.
Each trial will be a saving throw.
I was really hoping that was going to be enough right there. Like, I had pleaded my case.
Based on some stuff that I decide beforehand, who Gavin is and that kind of role play, I'm going to give you advantage on some roles. However, if you look at your D&D character sheet, you see that you have 6 saving throws. Wisdom, dexterity, strength, constitution, intelligence, and charisma.
Yep.
I have prepared a trial for every single one of those.
Okay.
For Gavin to win, you need to pass 4 of the 6.
Oh, okay. This is getting better every minute. I might not die tonight.
But if you fail 3 and pass 3, we will roll a d20. Anything between a 1 and a 10 is a failure. 11 to 20 is a success.
The stakes are high.
Meaning?
The flames will be higher.
And if he fails 4, he's done. He's
dead. If he fails 4, it's over.
Okay. Let's see if Gavin dies.
Well, let's do the first trial, and then we're going to cut back to the boys.
Hold up. Really quick.
Yeah.
You're telling me that Gavin may potentially just off himself in this trial while we're fighting a demon. We could win our fight, and he would still die?
Yep.
All right.
It sounds like potentially if I die, you might die.
If it's any consolation, Gavin, I don't think your environmental law degree would help you much in India.
We would still have to defeat the thing, though, because it's still going after the stone, and I assume that the stone is something.
Yeah, that's true. And if it's any consolation to you, Gavin, we might be dead when you get out.
Also,
let's see what happens.
I'm just assuming, seeing as one of us grabbed a cart instead of prepping for battle.
It's going to be a good plan.
It's frozen solid.
Anyway, hey, please continue.
The first test is a test of will. Hell is a place of sorrow, and you see sorrow whispers coming closer to you, telling you awful things. As the whispers get closer and closer, you need to stand your ground and not be able to move. You need to be able to have your will, your desire to truly help people to make a difference in this place. Gavin, roll me a wisdom saving throw, DC 14. Oh. This one, you might have advantage.
Okay.
You suck.
I got an 8.
Why are you rooting for him to die?
He's the whispers.
I was going to whisper.
You can't roll it again.
Okay.
Your feet are small.
I got a 19.
Gavin, you stand fast. The whispers disappear, and you pass your first trial.
That's one. Oh, baby.
Thank goodness for advantage.
Well, that was because of your story. So yeah. That's what the events are going.
Because I graduated from law school.
Well, because you're willing to walk everything away. But yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay. So my intelligence is also going to get
it was anyway. Because of his law degree. No, I think that was probably what it was, Danny.
Sure. Okay. We are going to cut back to the boys.
The boys.
It is going to be Toby's turn. This giant's about 60 feet away from you.
60?
Yeah.
60 feet?
30. It's a 30. He's 30 feet
away from you. Okay, I can throw that far. All right. I feel like this looks pretty dire.
Yeah, okay? This is not going to be an easy fight. Say this. Gavin will be perfect for this fight. But keep going.
We're going to die.
All right. Let's pull out all the stops. I pull out my dagger.
Okay.
And I throw it at him, trying to aim.
Heat it up first.
I dip it quickly. No, I'm not going to. It's going to melt.
He stabs Gavin with the flaming blood still on.
Okay, your dagger gets through.
I throw the dagger aiming for the giant demon's like shoulder area.
Okay.
I got an... Oh, dang it. I got an 8.
It flickered on the 20, though.
Yeah, it so did. Sad. I was pretty upset by that. I was like, 20.
It hits him. It doesn't do any damage because it misses, but the dagger is there in the air if you want to
teleport. Okay. I teleport there, and my thought is this guy's pretty big. Like, is he big enough that I could stand on his shoulder?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the way I was thinking. Like, okay, that's 20 feet tall.
Yeah, I was thinking he was huge. So I teleport onto his shoulder, and then I raise Pointy Brock into the air, and I say, "Back off, my friends!" And I open the darkness tattoo.
Oh.
And I have it start pulsing through my sword and into...
Daddy's like,
are you ready?
Are you ready to end the campaign tonight, Danny?
you release the darkness.
TPK. I'm releasing the darkness so I can do some real strong.
Roll me a wisdom saving throw, DC 19.
I feel like we're going to have to face a mini boss.
Yep.
You're about to. That frost it, thing.
Good thing I have a cart full of ammunition.
19?
You know, the nuclear option is starting to sound pretty good here.
I have an inspiration. Let me just use that real quick.
You got 10 first.
Oh, no. At what point do we just collapse the cave, wipe it out, we're done here?
I got a 10. I got a 10 with advantage.
Now what, Danny?
Now what?
I think I was talking to John the other day, and he's like, no, sometimes I just like just roll a dice and just let the chaos do its thing and let us figure out how to do this. So I'm going to do that. Nate, this is what happens. Let me tell you what will happen if you control the chaos.
Stressing me out.
Huh?
I know something super bad is probably going to be happening.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you this. It just became two monsters versus you two.
Right?
Wait. Let him talk. Maybe we can figure something out.
So this is what will happen if you succeed. You will be able to have the power of the tentacles. I will give you more bonuses. You'll get every time you hit, you will do this like necrotic extra damage.
Sounds like it would be really useful
it
right now.
Sounds really useful.
That was behind
not if you're
two.
Evil
and you open your
I didn't know what would happen.
So, but now you need to remember that the darkness is from Darius, the guy who's trying to control over your body.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the same degree as Steve. But he does take over of your body as you release the darkness. However, he's not like sentient. It's not him, but it's the rage of him. It's the anger of him.
So
now what you will do, your job is to kill every single person here and contaminate every single person with the darkness.
Well, you know who I'm the closest to right now?
Gavin!
No, I'm not. What?
Thankfully, no. He's no. Not
wait, wait.
Close
did you just
Gavin.
Listen to what I said?
No. What I'm saying is, if he goes for Gavin, he can't get through the pillar of fire, so he's just gonna keep damaging himself as he's going at it.
But he doesn't have a.
Unfortunately,
now,
what he's going after is the ice demon.
No, Nate. I know this sounds annoying, but you do have to be honest. Like, if you cue this thing, and Brock is in the middle, you do have to attack both of them.
Okay.
I'm not in the middle, though.
Is there, like...
No, but I'm saying, like...
I mean, I'm on his shoulder, so obviously he's the first thing I
no,
hit.
Yeah, that's fair. But I'm saying, like, if the other party members start attacking you or do anything with you, you have to treat them like enemies.
Okay. Is there, like, a like a saving throw that I have to make?
You will do after two rounds.
After two rounds? All right, guys. Good luck.
I'm in danger.
All right. Well, in my blind rage...
It's still 2-on-2.
I still get
where
to hit
you?
This thing, right?
Yeah, so now
are you
can do
pillar?
An extra 2
are you next
8
to the
necrotic damage.
For every hit?
For every hit.
Oh, sick. Because I get 2 hits with a longsword.
I'm probably somewhere between the pillar of fire and the ice demon I'm probably standing.
Okay, I got a 22 and a 25. Do those hit this guy?
Yes, it does.
Okay, then I'm going to do the damage real quick. And well, then add, you said 2d8?
Yeah.
Imagine how cool this is going to be if we pull this off.
I don't know how you guys going to unseal this, by the way.
Nope. Not a clue.
Maybe the power of another...
vessel.
Yeah, now I'm hoping that Gavin freaking makes it through.
Now you're hoping? Oh, now you're hoping.
No, sorry, faster than... Yeah. Can you imagine you coming out of the pillar and he's a demon and both of us are dead?
like guys.
Guys, I
made
it. Before,
I lost control of this so quickly.
It's great. I love it.
Okay, Danny, that's a total of 44 damage.
Okay, so now that can do to you guys too. How much HP you have total now?
Not 44.
I have a max HP of exactly 44.
Nate, however, I will say this. What's the slashing damage with him? Just give me just the necrotic damage. This guy is immune to any slashing damage.
Okay, the necrotic damage alone was 20.
Okay.
And the slashing damage, he's immune?
So that was the bit I was going to say. I'll tell you now because you can't figure out, is that he is immune to any slashing or piercing damage.
Immune or resistant?
Immune. He does not take it.
So I only did 20 damage to him.
Yeah, but it's still a lot. But what I'm trying to say is magic hits him. He can go through it. So like if Brock did a divine smite, the divine smite will get through him.
Hint.
The way that I thought this...
through to you.
I
No, to you. You have, if you're going to hit him, you have to use magic, is what he's saying.
Okay. That was about to say, because I only have Slash.
I did roll this with the idea that you guys will be able to do some cool combos with it, but never mind.
Boy, real glad.
I'm sorry, you brought like a fighter. You brought like a like a huge boss. I thought this was a good time.
No, Nate,
it's
you did nothing wrong.
It's a good time not to roll a freaking, what was it, 10? And 8?
I'm quite happy with the fact that I am now not the one who made the worst decision in the last 24
hours. Hey, here's
the
thing, though. I'm still on his, like, I'm like stabbing him. And I'm like,
you guys can let Nate figure this out.
Yeah, you could just kind of like stand back for a while.
Like, that's 100% fair.
Or I feel like if I'm in like a blind fury, like a rage, like animalistic, I'm probably going to fight the thing that's hitting me back, right?
Yeah. So
like,
yeah.
We're probably good for a while.
But we also have to find out how to get you freaking out of that
state.
Yeah,
but here's a thought, though. If he knocks
persuasion?
Me out. No, if he knocks me out.
Please stop.
Like, that's it, right? Right?
So we're hoping, do you get him down to like one HP?
Yeah, and then he knocks me out, and then you guys just janitor, you know, clean it up.
Mm-hmm. Where's Liam?
Actually, yeah, ask Liam for help. He probably knows something.
Where's the NPC?
Where's the other vessel?
He goes after Jack.
He goes after Jack.
He's after me in the turn order.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Because this was, again, the first turn in the turn order.
I wanted to finish this fast.
Oh, my gosh.
And yet, now it'll be all that more epic when we figure it out.
Mm-hmm. All right. So it'll be the Ice Demon's turn.
Oh.
And he is going.
Do I get an increase to my AC, too, from this?
Yeah. Roll me like a 3d12s.
3d12.
How much AC am I gonna? Okay, hold on.
He's a brick house.
I got a 27.
Mighty, mighty.
Okay, so you can do 27 temporary hit points.
27 temporary hit
points. Oh, temporary hit points? Oh, cool. Okay. I meant like my
it's
armor
not crazy
class.
If you think about it.
No, that's good.
Not crazy. I thought you were about to be like, your armor class is 27.
Yeah, I thought you were saying,
I'm just like, well, we're screwed.
Like, Jordan's dead. Okay, that's not what I meant, but I like that. I'll take it.
Oh, what you mean? Like
yeah, AC.
Armor? Oh, AC. So, no, yeah, AC doesn't change.
Okay, keep going.
14 damage.
2d8, you got 2 sevens.
How does he hit me? I'm just kind of curious.
He summons a monastar of ice, and then he just hits you, your right arm.
Okay.
So he's
I'm
on
like,
his shoulder.
Animal. Does it like shatter like over me?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's really cool.
It like shatters over me and I just get even more pissed.
It's the coolest thing you've ever seen, actually.
Okay, continue.
And after he does this, he is going to throw a javelin at Gavin.
At me?
Yes.
Oh, that makes sense. Cause
he wants you dead, dude.
Yeah.
He does say that is a 23.
He'll hit.
But there's like the firewall around. Shouldn't he have like?
Yeah, he should have extra defense.
Oh, wait a minute.
He does.
Danny.
You're taking that into account.
I cast Gust Barrier.
You did.
He did.
Until the end of your next turn, any ranged attack against you is made at disadvantage.
Wow.
Wow. Hey. I got a 4.
He does not hit Gavin.
He misses.
Nailed it.
But it does get really close. Brock doesn't hit you, but he just goes, whoa.
Is this made of ice?
Yes.
So is it like slowly melting the fire or like cooling it down enough that we could...
No, it missed the fire altogether.
Oh, I thought it hit and then the barrier stopped it.
Okay, whatever.
Well, the barrier made it, I guess, curve
deflected
away.
It.
Deflected.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It made it curve around the fire.
I just thought he like missed and it hit the fire.
Let's go now to Brock.
Okay, where am I?
You're by Gavin. And the guy's 30 feet in front of you.
I thought I started going for the cart before.
Okay, so where's the cart?
So you're like,
where are you going?
Where is
so the I'm imagining there's the gate.
Okay.
And then there's the armory or whatever up the road, right?
Yeah.
So my plan is to go up to the smith up
so
there.
So you're going by the giant.
Hmm. No. So I'm going.
Because the giant's at the gate. He's at the gate.
I know, but I'm not going to go by the road. Like is that the only way over there?
No, it's not, but you'll be adjacent to the giant. That's what I'm saying.
So I'm going up the hill and I'm just looking for a cart and my plan is to fill it with like black powder and just kind of push it. And then hopefully you know what I'm doing and you have some sort of fire or something that can start.
I'm currently revving a fiery chainsaw. I mean a fiery axe.
That is perfect.
Okay. Roll me a d20 to see if you find a cart.
It's going to be another one of those illusion of choice things.
Pilgrim index.
He's like, he's like, I got a 20.
Oh, it's nope. A 4.
You don't find a card.
Shoot.
You do find a card, but it's frozen. I knew it.
He just wanted you to do that.
I was like, is it a guy spend the next 3 turns or I should unfreeze this card?
I look for another card.
No more second-hand copter bullcrap here.
Am I also able to look for black powder?
Yeah, Roman D20. See if he's not frozen.
So it is there, just as the case if it's frozen.
Yeah.
Or not. 13.
It's not frozen. You have 1.
Okay.
1 barrel.
Probably like an additional 1d8 or something of damage.
Only a d8?
Well, let's see what happens.
Okay.
Let's see if you pull this off.
Oddly enough, I don't know the damage potential of a barrel of black powder off the top of my head.
Someone ChatGPT it. Okay, Jordan, anything else before you do it?
I'm literally doing
that. Okay, before you do it, can you use anything else actually doing your turn?
It says 1d10.
1d10?
I'm just trying to get all this up. Barrels can roll.
They can.
Yes, one of the Jordan, main they can
of
roll.
Having a barrel actually is like rolling capabilities.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, why not?
So, do you push the barrel?
He rolls the barrel. Is that your action? You're going to roll the barrel toward him?
I'm going to wait because I feel like there's going to be an opportune moment to do this.
Yes. Also, make sure you don't get too close to me.
So, it sounds like Jordan is going to hold his action until what?
Until I see kind of. I mean, I don't want to hurt him.
Oh, that's fine. You should
might
do it.
Have to, buddy.
I know, but at this point, you should still do it.
I don't know. He's on my side from my perception right now. Yeah. And so, like, I don't want to hurt him yet. Like,
it's like, that's an interesting ragey yell that he is doing.
Well, he's attacking the troll.
That's true, I guess.
Probably just sounds like an anime scream at this point. He's like, I'm used to him doing this.
Is
kind
that
of
your anime scream?
I was thinking,
that was good.
Something more like,
yeah, something like that.
I gotta go back and watch that Dragon Ball episode where he screams for 8 minutes.
Oh, he becomes Split Saiyan 3.
That's all of them.
Okay. Jack.
Okay. Is my hand axe considered to do fire damage just as it is, or is it the fire wave thing that I can do that is it for magic damage from it?
Like it comes off of it or something?
Yeah, it comes off of it. So it's like a slashing range attack.
I forgot you had that.
I have not used it yet.
Yeah. Well, you just got it, to be fair. Yeah.
It is new. How many times can I do that per long rest?
You can do it as many times. It's
fantastic.
So the way that I'm doing this, this is basically, I think is a flame tongue greatsword. But instead of the fire damage, you can do like a range attack, just the pure fire, if that makes sense.
Okay, so no slashing damage, just fire damage from a flame.
Yeah, it's a very powerful like a fire bolt, if you want to see it that way, I guess.
Okay.
But you can use your range attack as the modifier, as the roll for it.
Fantastic. Okay.
The distance is only 60, but at this point, you guys are all close enough that it shouldn't be a huge deal for you.
Okay, well, in that case, I'm going to make 2 flaming swings with my axe, and let's see what it do. So I'd be using my ranged bonus.
You're hitting the guy?
Yeah, not Toby.
Yeah, the ice demon.
Yeah. That is a... Well, if I'm using my longbow's bonus, that is a dirty 20.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So that's 1 hit, and that is an 18, so that's another hit.
So roll me 48.
21 fire damage.
Oof. That hits him, and he's not happy with you.
And I am not happy with him.
For the record.
No, we're the
For
same.
For the record.
Okay, now it's Leon's turn, and he's going to look at you guys. Guys! What do you guys want me to do? Do you guys want me to try to seal again Toby's darkness? Or you guys want me to help? What do you guys want me to do?
I can't have an opinion. I'm an animal.
He's yelling at you guys. Mm. He's yelling at you grabbing a barrel and you just shooting fire things. What do you want Liam to do? Do you want to help Toby? Do you want to try to help Gavin?
How long do you think it'll take him to seal the thing? Do we want him to seal it, right?
I don't think we want him to seal it yet. But also, this is entirely metagaming. We don't know what the heck he just did.
I don't know what I just did.
Yeah, I know. This is what I'm...
Well, I'll say this. Physically, he looks different. Like, he has the corruption around him.
So you can tell he's, like,
yeah, he really
off his rocker right
yes,
now.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay. But Liam is also, since he brought it even up, that do you want me to seal it? It's probably not a good sign.
Jack is probably focusing on the ice demon at the moment.
Okay. Let's... Liam, just...
I'll...
Go for Toby!
Go for Toby!
Oh, no.
Go for Poor Toby. Liam.
He's gonna run in your direction, Toby.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm still on the shoulder of the ice giant, so like...
No, that's fine, but he's gonna... He's gonna try to seal you, and as who you are now...
Does he have to touch me to do that?
He's gonna cast a spell on you, and the moment that he does, you're not gonna be happy with him. You're gonna have to attack him.
Okay. Well, I just got a giant morning star shattered over my face, so I think that's still my priority.
Nate's like, I do not want to kill
him. I'm just saying, it makes sense.
He makes a compelling argument.
All right, so as this is happening, let's go back to John.
Never
to Gavin.
Once have I been hit by a morning star and let that go.
For the record.
You'd be a fool too.
Ash looks at you as you succeed your first trial, and she goes, "How did that feel, Gavin?"
Ooh, that was not easy.
No. That was, yeah. I mean, it's part of it. You know, hell can be a very dark place for a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm starting to realize that this might have been a bad idea.
Oh.
Okay. Gavin. So when you first started your trial, you saw this fire that was warm and nice, and then it became this very scary heat, right?
Yes.
Because that's what fire is. You know, fire can be nice. Fire can give you heat, light, comfort, space, makes you feel safe. But fire can also be used to destroy, burn, harm people. So as the vessel of fire, you need to learn the balance of it. And I'm sorry about this, but this is your next trial as she pushes you to a furnace. The flames of hell burn you, try to burn your soul away, try to corrupt you with anger, hate, and rage. The memories of your father telling you that your only value to him is to be an asset. He doesn't see you as a son. He never saw you as a son. He only saw you as an investment. That fear of rage tries to corrupt you, try to make you angry. And now, Gavin, make me a charisma saving throw of
16
with advantage because you did not say any mean things to your dad.
I rolled a 15.
Roll again.
I rolled a 9.
You start burning.
I have inspiration.
Okay.
I rolled inspiration. Oh, where's the ding dang thing? Oh, I pushed the right button.
One sec.
I rolled a 10.
You start burning away, and as you feel you're going to lose yourself, Ash pulls you out of it. You're one for one, kid. How you doing?
That was really horrible.
I'm sorry, but it does not get easier from here.
I don't know if I'm going to make it.
You will. You got to make a difference, Gavin. I believe in you.
It's going to be really awkward for her if she...
Or I'm going to fry to a crisp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's either war at this point, isn't it? But I'm sorry to tell you, there's no turning back now.
You're not helping me feel better.
Quick question. If Gavin dies in this trial and then one of us picks up the stone and tries to do it, does Gavin become the apparition that helps us do it?
That would be hilarious. Please make that the next thing.
Gavin's like, I don't know what to do. I failed. Yeah.
But if the other one dies, it just keeps adding up. So the last one of you, we have the other three's help.
All right, sorry. Keep going.
Gavin, I'm sorry, but you had to go back for your second test to the furnace.
You're sending me back into that thing?
Yes. But this time, Gavin, is a test of resilience. All you have to do, you just have to stay there. You have to focus. It's going to hurt a lot. It's the worst way to die by a lot of people. But the reason I'm telling you this, why is Nate losing his mind?
This is the worst way you could possibly die.
Don't screw up.
You guys stand your ground. Think about positive things. Think about your happiest moment. Try to do anything to distract the pain.
Think about not burning.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Okay, now, This is a constitution saving throw, John.
Okay.
I will let you roll a wisdom saving throw to see if you can come up with a nice memory to help you go through it.
Okay. I got a 16 on my wisdom.
Okay. Okay. So what is a memory that it will help you get through this awful time?
What's her face?
Things of crystal. Yeah.
You think of crystal. Okay. Mm-hmm. So once you get in there, you can roll for advantage. It's going to be a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
15.
Oh, hot dog, I rolled 18.
Oh, okay, perfect. So you think of that and you starts burning you and then you start thinking about Crystal.
Wow.
In the blink of an eye, you are back at Walmart. You are talking to Crystal. You're joking around. You're having a good time. And then once you open your eyes again, the fires are gone.
Woo!
You are two for one.
That wasn't as bad as you made it sound.
Gavin, you're there for 3 hours.
Wow.
How long have we been fighting this thing?
Well, different times, different things.
Don't read into it too much.
Yeah.
You're already thinking too hard.
Right. Okay, let's go back to the initiative. It's going to be Toby's turn.
All right, Toby is angry after having gotten hit by that. And so he does a blood-curdling scream as his like eyes roll into the back
I'm
of
sorry,
his head.
I'm really having a hard time imagining. Can you give it to me?
The scream?
Yes. Yep.
Danny, fix that. Fix that later.
We fix on edit.
We fix that in post.
Don't actually fix it.
No. Of course not. No, I'm gonna do it. No, I am gonna fix it. But every time he screams from now on, it's gonna be the goat screaming.
That's so much better.
So from now on, every time he screams, yeah. So that right now, it was a goat screaming. So that right now was.
You mean
the
this? I didn't.
So he did do it. He did do it. So he fell for it.
Okay. So he goes into this rage, and I'm like animalistic, but I haven't like lost all my senses. Right. I understand that like I have to hit him with magic.
Yes.
Okay. So I do two slashes again with the long sword. Sorry, with my katana, and in addition to that, I burn up a key point to be able to hit him twice with two unarmed strikes. And so that means I understand that that doesn't actually do damage to him. But actually, you said slashing and piercing. So bludgeoning damage still hits him, doesn't it?
Technically shouldn't.
No? Okay, no, that's fine.
I'm going to say it doesn't.
Okay, so that's six. That's four hits then. And if I get those, then I still do the 2d8 for each one of those, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's four, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like watching him destroy this thing.
I'm very angry. Okay, so that's four hits. That's 22 damage. Wow, I rolled bad for that.
You did roll really bad.
That's how much. That's basically what I did last time with just two hits.
Yeah.
Were you rolling d8s?
Yeah.
2d8 for each one.
You roll a 3, a 2, a 4, a 3, a 1, a 1, a 3, and a 6.
I didn't.
Dang.
And okay, well, 22 damage. Into the neck of this.
That's
thing.
Undermined. 22 is still a lot of damage.
Still a lot. He's
yeah, but like that hurting. Should have been like 40.
He's hurting. Yeah. He's not happy. He's hurting. Okay, let's go next to the giant. The giant.
Time for more wackies.
He's going to punch you. He got a dirty 20. He's gonna do. No. Wow. That's a 14 damage again.
Cool.
And he actually is going to throw his spear at you.
At me?
Yeah.
He's going to throw a spear while I'm on his shoulder.
That means it's going to hit him. This is good.
Huh?
It's going to hit himself.
He's going to think about that. How would you throw a spear at him?
Okay, so he's going to stab you.
He's going to stab himself?
No, he's going to stab you. What do you mean stab him?
Okay.
On
no.
Shoulder.
Yeah, okay. But if he misses this hit, I feel like he hits himself.
If he rolls a one, probably, right?
Yeah. If he rolls a one, I'll do damage.
Okay.
Five.
If I get one now.
We can call it tonight.
Okay.
Oh, dang it. How do you throw a spear?
He doesn't throw. Stabbing. He just stabs you. 10.
Okay.
He can take it.
I'm glad I had that temporary.
Wait, what do you mean? How do you throw a spear?
Like at your shoulder?
No, he just stabs it.
Yeah. No. You're right.
Anyways.
I'm just damage sponge over here, guys. Feel free to jump in whenever.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about
Brock's
that,
Brock's turn.
I roll the keg.
Okay, roll me. I'm sorry.
Wait, are you telling me you didn't do anything last round?
I found it.
He found the keg last.
Was I able to roll it that round as well?
No. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry. Roll me. I hate to say this, but roll me dexterity to see how well you aim.
Let's see what my dexterity is.
I just love.
Sorry, go ahead, Daddy.
No, I just love the concept of tonight's session. It's like John's 17 life, and then we have the barrel plan.
Well, and I love how Jordan announced, "I roll the keg." Like, the time we've all waited for.
So tell me what you want to do. So you just want it's right. You want to just
so
roll.
So what I'm trying to do is I'm just trying to hit basically the troll's legs.
Okay, you hit it with a 17. You hit it.
Okay.
Perfect. So he's covering in gunpowder. Is that what you want?
It's not covered. It's just the keg is there. I mean, it hasn't like exploded open or anything.
Okay. So
unless it has, you tell me.
No, it hasn't.
Okay.
How hard did it hit? It?
Actually. Actually, now it's closer to him, it does become a little icy.
It's okay. All you have to do is hit it with fire.
It'll be
with
fine.
Your
and, wait. And I proceed to hide behind something. Because first, I don't know how big this thing's going to explode. Second of all, I don't want...
To be targeted by him?
To be targeted by you.
Oh, by me.
You want to hide?
So I want to hide so that...
Roll me a stealth. Saving throw?
Can we talk about Brock jumping out with a barrel, pushing it, and then running away to hide? It like rolls to his feet delicately, freezes, and Brock's like, oh no, and like runs away.
And Liam's right there too.
Yeah. Four.
I can clearly see you. You hide behind like a telephone pole, but you're like a big guy.
Yeah. You see his love handles.
Say, sticking out.
Say the line. Nope. Say, I'm Batman. Say it.
I'm Batman.
Yeah.
Okay. Jack, your turn, my guy.
Well, with the barrel now rolling at the ice giant's feet, I am going to make a swing with the flame axe at the...
Wait. Are you swinging at it with a flame axe? Like, is it in your hand? Are you going to explode
yourself?
No.
It's a distance. It's range, remember?
Yeah. It sends out a wave of fire from the axe.
How many friends can we burn to a crisp tonight?
All of them.
Keep going. Sorry, Josh.
As many as it takes.
Dude, this might be the season finale. This might be the season finale.
And then we'll talk about
as
how
many
we,
as
remember
it
when
takes.
We tried to run a campaign?
It always ends with everybody burning to death. I don't know why. It's weird. We even
it's
wrote
the
we,
only
we,
podcast where the actual team ends up dying.
Welcome to Roleplay Rookies, the D&D podcast where we kill all of our players and just start over again.
We go back to last checkpoint.
If we have to do this again, I vote Gavin plays as Crystal. I'm my dog.
I am my dog.
I'm Hercules.
Jordan is the robot.
Jordan's the robot.
Okay.
Josh,
and
give me
I
one
also
of my
did,
nieces.
I also did research
Josh,
on how
dad.
Much. Oh, wait. Yeah. You have to see if you hit it first.
Yeah. So I have two attempts to swing it, or to hit the thing. That is a... Why am I so bad at math?
Because we're all looking at you now after the 7 comment.
Yep, 17.
Okay, so that hits. So I think it explodes.
So it is a...
Do I take damage from that too? I'd assume
yes.
I do, right?
Even Liam does too.
Oh
really?
That's
yeah,
how big
yeah because he would just ran towards a keg of
so that's
black
a, that's
powder.
A 7.
He's like running and then he sees like this keg slowly roll in front of him. He's like, what?
I wonder what we'll do when there's another dead vessel.
That's a 76.
Wait, what?
76?
76?
7d6. Wait, why is it 76?
Yeah, wait, what?
Because he Googled it.
76, and I've looked on several.
Do you know how much 76 is going to be?
No.
A lot.
We all don't quite know.
I might be dead after this.
It could be seven.
To be fair, you're on the shoulder, so you shouldn't be getting the blunt of the impact.
Oh, he's got 76 right there.
I have to do math.
Hey, I can. Right. Can't I do it on the thing?
You want me just to roll it for you?
No, just roll it on the thing.
Yeah, I could. All right. I'll roll
just
it.
Just Yahtzee across the table.
Oh,
I'm kind of scared.
Not so bad. You guys.
We did roll like trash.
I did roll pretty badly.
All right, that's 22 damage to everyone,
including me. Guys, this is actually looking pretty good for you because. I'm really low on health.
Big explosion. I do want to point out
Liam's also
roll
low.
The keg actually worked.
You all, thought I was crazy.
We all made fun of him. Eating our words now.
Jordan won. World 76.
I thought he said 76 damage. I was like, what? Everyone's dead.
There's a crater where everyone you saw.
How much damage was that again?
Oh, it was 22 damage.
Did I take that damage?
No, you're too far away. It's fantastic. A 10-foot radius.
Me and Liam and the giant.
That's what we like to hear.
Yeah. Liam has 10 HP left.
Oh, lucky.
He survived.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Anyone? I have 3, by the way.
Don't worry, guys. I got
you. You have 3?
I have 3 HP.
Yo, I think
he'll have.
No, my thought is if I, go down, I would probably, he can't control a body that's inanimate. Or at least Liam would be able to, fix me because I'm not
moving.
Do
you remember what happened to the hag?
Do you remember the 21st night of September?
No.
Do you remember?
We can't afford that. Stop.
It took over the hag's dead body and became even more stronger.
Guys, this might not have been the best plan.
This is okay. It's like so Pokemon. Weaken him and then capture him.
Was he thrown off the shoulder
by the explosion?
I mean, he's behind the giant now.
He's on the ground.
Yeah.
Probably.
But is the giant still the closest thing to me?
Yes.
Okay.
And does the giant have a blown off ankle or a sprained ankle at least? Is he as immobile?
No.
I used to be a frog.
I gave you a bomb, so don't push it.
So I took a keg to the knee.
I gave you a bomb.
That's one of your rich things.
Pulls it out of the bag of holding.
I'm really glad. Oh, I wish I would have rolled more because I'm really curious to see how many kegs you actually would have given me.
Yeah, if you roll my max was 3.
Really?
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
I would have been dead.
That would have been the TPK of the night.
Okay, so Liam is going to start chanting and trying to seal the darkness within you.
Cool.
And you are feeling power draining from you, and you are not happy.
So
now, however, 2 turns have passed.
Oh, so I get a wisdom.
You get wisdom.
Come on, baby.
19.8. Come on.
Did you say 4?
No! I heard 4.
I heard 4. Did he say 4?
You failed.
Are you kidding?
You got a 4.
All right.
Well,
Jordan is so disgusting.
I've been rolling very badly this game.
I don't want to kill you.
Sounds like if you kill me, it might not work out well for you.
Okay.
All right.
The fact that you two monkeys have done so much damage, barely hurt, is blowing my mind right now.
Oh, yeah. The Brock and Jack, they're just hanging out, and Toby is just bleeding. Yeah. He just didn't blow up.
I have third-degree burns all over my body.
It's like the kid watching the intruders in Home Alone coming in. I'm just standing there while these guys get battered by a freaking iron swinging through the air on a rope.
Mm-hmm. Oh my!
Yeah, that's the idea. Yeah,
basically.
All right, let's go back one more time. Top of the order, it's Toby.
Well, we're going one more time. I thought we were going back to Gavin. All right,
we can go back to Gavin.
Did you say 4?
No, I'm fine with that.
did you say 4?
Yeah, let's go back. Let's do one more time. Then we can go Gavin. We'll finish up Gavin.
Okay. So you mentioned that I'm losing the power, and obviously that sucks, and I'm probably upset with Liam as well. And this giant explosion, so I'm probably mad at everybody.
Right. Just saying you don't know where the explosion came from.
That's so fair. If you want.
Yeah. No, you failed your stealth check. I saw you.
If you want to be fair, I'll let you roll 1d4 to see who you want to attack.
Okay.
So either you get the choice or you get the
giant,
random.
The giant, one is Brock, 2 is Liam, and 3 and 4 will be the giant.
Okay.
Woo, not me.
3.
Giant. So that's the giant.
All right, I go after the giant.
He just thinks that the giant had Taco Bell last night.
Oh, because of the explosion.
Yeah. It was a far joke.
You see what I did there?
Real classy.
Mm-hmm. Can you give anti-inspiration to somebody?
I think you can give them disadvantage.
Everything you do
is at disadvantage.
Does a 14 hit, Danny?
It does not.
Okay, so then I just do 48 damage to this thing.
Ooh.
13.
All right.
I rolled half as many dice and like did pretty well.
I was about to say that was pretty standard, actually. You're hitting a good average.
Okay. Anything else, Toby?
Yep, I think that's it. I was gonna do something funny, like I do like that little thing where you put like you point at both your eyes and then you like point at like the threatening thing, you know, that you can do.
Like I
look
see
at
you.
Me. Although the look that, at me thing. I,
that
like,
would
rock.
Be a lot more intimidating with what he has right going on right now.
While I'm half on fire, half corrupted, almost dead, bleeding everywhere. All right, like that's my turn.
Bit blood.
All right, he's going to punch you one more time. You roll a 19.
That hits. Bye, guys.
Or hello, guys.
What? 11.
Yeah, I'm down. Danny's like...
Toby.
I'm on death saves.
When he hits you second with his phase. Punch...
I drop the sword and turn to normal. That seems like something someone would do, right?
I think so.
Corruption takes over completely and goes berserk.
Okay.
And covers the entire body and becomes this symbiote disgusting monster. You can no longer make wisdom saving throws to escape yourself because you're no longer conscious. Your entire job now is to kill and corrupt every single living thing in this cave.
Well, Toby's dead.
Guys, you're about to fight me and then a corrupted giant.
And you thought it was going to be me. It's him.
Just hey, Gavin, out of curiosity, how much time?
I would love to.
How much time does Liam need to fix me?
He's going to roll now after this turn.
Oh, maybe we'll be done right now. You know,
maybe.
We'll fine. Yeah, we could be fine.
Danny shrugs like,
I think this is
probably not.
I think a great thing is about to happen.
Right. It's
that is a that is.
I am manifesting right now. It's gonna be great.
He's gonna okay, find another. So bear. That was a giant's turn. It's gonna be Brock's turn.
Where's that great thing, there, buddy?
Hey, kill the giant right. Before I.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go. I'm gonna slide down the ice like. Whoosh.
Hey, Robert Dexter, 17.
All right, Frozone.
There's a lot.
No, acrobatics. Robert acrobatics.
Acrobatics.
It's a lot of positive energy coming from that corner of the table, and I'm here for it.
No, okay,
that's a dex save. You need acrobatics.
Acrobatics.
I had to say it because it was a bad dex save.
It wasn't bad. It was 12.
It was a bad dex.
It was a bad dex.
Was better than that.
What did you roll for acrobatics?
Yeah, that was
8.
Okay, you are prone.
I'm prone. Up on the top of the hill, though.
So you're prone sliding down the hill.
Ah! You have no control. By the way, that scream was a goat scream.
That was not Toby that time.
No, but you haven't used that scream at all, and I still want to use that bit. So that was, every scream for the end of this session will be a goat scream.
That's so funny.
Dang it!
Okay, so you're rolling down. What's your plan now?
Well, I was going to do a super cool slash attack. Not slash attack, but an attack.
Okay, so now you are prone.
Remember this
at the bottom next to Toby's, next to the corruption.
You were gonna
next to it. The corruption. Okay, so am I able to have a dialogue during this?
Yeah, you can talk.
Like,
I'm not going to be
able to Liam, what can I do? Like, how can I help?
We need to keep him in place.
Keep him in place.
Are you going to grapple me?
Oh, this is good, guys. I have...
You're prone, so you have to use an action to even to stand up.
I don't need to stand up if I'm doing hold person.
Oh! Mm.
The spell?
Yeah.
And I have to do like a wisdom saving throw. Yeah. Or something.
If I'm right next
if
to
I'm
you,
unconscious,
he's unconscious.
I feel like I have disadvantage.
Yeah, sure. Roll disadvantage.
All right. I can do this.
What's a saving throw, Jordan?
Doesn't matter. I got a 7.
Oh, you got a 7?
I mean, that would do it.
I just want you to know that I got a 7 with disadvantage, right? But I could have gotten a 17. So it's a good thing that we did disadvantage.
Okay, so hold person works. You are now being held. Okay.
I'm in a cool place.
Chains come out of the ground, hold the whole corruption down. Is now Jack's turn.
Dang, good job.
And then I stand up. Can I stand up?
Nope. Nope. You're prone.
Okay.
You're on the floor just like...
I shouldn't even let you cast a spell. That would be nice.
Okay. So the ice demon is still alive.
He's still alive.
Then I'm going to hack at him until he is no longer alive.
Okay, tell me... Is he looking phased? Like, does he look hurt, or is like it looking like everything's bouncing off of him and nothing?
No, he's bloodied.
Okay.
Yeah, he's
almost dead. I want to know, like, because in my mind right now, he's just like.
I'm pretty sure Toby didn't the crazy role that he got. If it wasn't as bad, he would have been way worse now, though. But yeah, he's pretty beat up.
Thanks.
Well, in the words,
happy to help.
In the words of Isabel from Animal Crossing. Rip and tear until it's done.
Dude, we got Animal Crossing reference.
I don't think that's a direct quote, actually.
No, I was there.
If you know, you know.
I'm eternal, man.
Okay, that is a 21 to hit for the first swing. Nat 20 for the second swing.
Oh baby!
I think that's 3d8 and no, yep. 68.
The spirit of Isabella is with him.
Go ahead and...
Spirit is about with spirit all of us.
May you all be blessed, dear listener, with the spirit of Isabella from Animal Crossing.
I think it's just Isabelle.
I think it is.
68. So that's... Oh, great. Now you get to watch me do math again.
That's 15.
15...
You're welcome.
How can you see the dice from there?
He's got Eagle incredible eyes. Eyesight.
He eats carrots.
Do you pronounce that Isabel or Isabella?
Isabel.
Isabel, right?
And 13. So
28.
Yep, 28 damage.
It's 29.
Is he still alive?
15 plus 13. So yeah.
Oh, 13. I thought it was 14.
Okay. Is he still alive?
Yes.
Action surge.
Oh!
Make sure that audio happens every time.
it was three different goats.
Pitched down like
this is the dumbest bit, but I love it.
So you'll get to the editing.
It's gonna
room,
be
like,
so much hard for me to edit. Like I can't imagine myself in the future, like going through this episode.
You're gonna hate yourself.
This is the worst. What did I make myself do? This is adding another like 2 hours to the process.
Okay. That is a 23 to hit.
Okay.
And an 18 to hit.
Roll me damage.
17 more.
How you want to do this?
Oh!
Till it's done. I guess Jack is just like dual-handing the axe, just hacking through the air as the waves of fire lash across the giant. Is he made of ice?
Yeah.
Okay, I imagine he is basically being disassembled as his limbs melt
off. That's dope.
Oh, that's cool.
As he just falls to the ground in pieces.
That's what happens.
I know this is stupid, but in my mind, like, once there was no which is stupid. Anyway.
Small. So as you do this, Liam runs up to Toby as his own person. He goes and he puts a crystal right in center of you, and he starts chanting, and he's gonna roll it. He's going to roll the 20.
Just touched me, so I feel like that's advantage.
He rolled a 10.
No, but like he's like really close to me now. So I feel like he should have advantage.
And he's like he's held down.
He did a
and
normal.
So he's not moving.
Yeah. I mean, like,
sure, why not? He rolled a 6. So
did you say 6? Advantage? I need a 6, right? That's what I want.
The spell does not work. He's still corrupted.
All right, well, I'm held, so. Oh,
yeah.
Wait.
Let's see for this turn.
Let's see for how long. Okay, let's go back to Gavin.
Oh. Oh, sorry.
John was upstairs playing Minecraft. He had to call him down here.
I was making great progress, and he called me back down here for this. Just kidding.
Okay. Ashley looks like he goes, okay, Gavin, halfway done.
Oh, God. Okay, sure.
Okay. The next test... is that you start walking and then you find yourself walking by yourself in a desert. And you're walking and the heat gets hotter and hotter and you start seeing things, you start seeing illusions and the path of view gets so distorted and you just don't know. You start losing your motivation, you start losing the purpose.
I didn't realize there were deserts in hell.
And as that's happening, you need to make now an intelligence saving throw, a roll to prove that you can overcome the madness, the illusions that hell has to deliver you. Now, I don't have a reason, but do you have an argument why you should have advantage on this roll? Because the save will be 16.
Because I have a law degree.
I was literally going to say.
Do you guys think that's enough? Be honest. Not because you want to help John.
I mean, he's a lawyer, so I mean, he's very logically...
Nathan, no?
Well, I mean, I guess you're right. If you're a lawyer, you read like 50 chapters or 50 pages.
And you see through people's crap. The other people's crap.
The silence after. Sure, I'll give advantage.
All right, yeah.
I'm not going to need it, though. Just kidding.
I mean, hey, not all lawyers are smart.
Definitely need it.
That is a 12.
That's 2 and 2 then, right?
I have 8 and 12. Yeah, I just tied, so I'm at 2 and 2.
Overtime.
As you start falling down, Ash kind of brings you up, goes, come on, Gavin. You're so close, but you got this, all right? Look at me. Think about your friends. Think about Crystal. Think about the difference. Think about why you chose to do this. I asked you when to start. I'm asking you now. Why are you doing this?
At this point, so I don't die.
No, that's not going to be enough. Survival is not enough. You need to remember your conviction, your will.
It's for them. It's for them.
Everything we do is for them. Come on. You got this. And as she says this, you find yourself by yourself and you see there are a soul trapped in one of the deepest pits of hell and asking for your help. This next saving throw is a dexterity saving throw to see if you can jump in and save that person.
Now, I don't want to alarm anyone, but we've gone through all of my best modifiers already.
Oh, no.
So it's only getting worse.
And you've gone through inspiration, too. Mm.
I have. Yes, my intelligence was a +5 save, and my wisdom was a +6. So here we go.
My worst has been
dexterity. You say? It DC don't matter because it was a 21, sucker.
So that's it, right? No, wait, it's not.
That's 3. I passed three, failed.
You're not dying, at least.
That's the last
three,
one is
3 to 2.
Strength,
which I have a -1 on my.
So
here we go.
Okay.
Don't quote Mario. We can't afford that.
You managed.
No, we don't.
You managed to save this soul. And how are you feeling? This soul is grateful to you that you saved it, and it hugs you and.
Can I say I feel inspired?
Yeah.
He's just giving out inspirations like candy right now.
I am stealing inspiration.
He is lawyering inspiration.
Oh.
Is his inspiration, could it give me inspiration? Because I'm so inspired by his inspiration.
No, what?
I'm about to burst out of this and inspire.
You like look over the pillar of fire, you're like, oh.
You are unfortunately unconscious.
All right. As you walk closer, you see a gate. And this gate is... Why are you guys laughing so much?
I just again thought of that... That part where the guy was like putting lotion on my hands. it just made me laugh. Sorry.
I can't tell if his mind is 5 miles ahead or 5 behind at any given time.
That was so long ago.
As she's like focusing on the whole person to make sure I don't.
That was like
break
an hour and a
corruption.
Half ago.
His brain is somewhere in a 5 mile radius.
Here's the thing. It feels like the funniest thing that happened tonight. I kind of get it. It wasn't.
No,
we didn't even close.
No, I was like, I know this is my train of thought. I'm like, okay, so maybe
you should be calling
because we were talking
caboose.
About inspiring him.
The caboose.
Yeah. We were talking about inspiring him. So my thought process, this is what it was. I was like, maybe I could like whisper something into his ear. I'm like, well, that's weird. And I'm like, do you know what else was weird?
I like how the springboard for that really could have taken us anywhere.
Yeah, seriously.
But it took us there. Where were we? What were we doing?
You were going to do your strength check.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to change a little bit. So you find yourself again in a dark room. And
this again.
Chains start coming from the ground. And they tie you up.
Ah!
The darkness is getting closer and closer.
That was another goat scream.
Actually, they sounded more like Link.
Ah!
That was a Link. I switched for that for the Link. Yep. There.
There you go.
Yep. A lot of work for me in the future.
I looked at Nate after I did that to get his approval, and he was just laughing. Because, you know, like, I feel like Nate, of all people, if you're going to make a Link noise, yeah, he needs to approve it.
Yeah.
I am a big Zelda fan. Very excited for the game that's coming out this month.
No, all right.
He said Zelda.
Anyways, you guys want to go back to Jonah's Life or Death row?
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, I'm waiting patiently.
Okay, so as you... Okay, so... The darkness is getting closer and closer, and the chains are surrounding you.
Oh, no.
You have to overcome the chains. Part. You have to make a strength saving throw.
And I'm
16.
Got inspiration because I was inspired from saving that soul.
Sure.
And I roll a 9.
With inspiration?
No. And I pull a lot harder, and I roll a 4.
No!
Ooh.
Okay. Wait, this means we're down to the D20.
So down to the D20.
To see if he survives or not.
So Gavin, the darkness takes you, and you feel yourself lost. And now, oh gosh, I'm done.
Hold on. Real quick.
Dead.
He just got a 9 and a 4. So statistically,
I could get a 1.
Yeah, he's already done bad rolls.
He's due a nat 20.
He's due a 50-50 shot, you know?
Yeah, he's due.
Wait, hey, Danny, how you feeling, buddy?
How high does he have to roll? 11 and up?
11 up.
Like, do you have to roll or does he have to roll?
He has to.
Technically, roll. Yeah, 11 because he has a minus 1.
I kind of want.
No, it's just a normal D20.
Oh, okay.
Because he lost. It was a minus 1 is for the strength.
So remember, he tied.
Yeah.
11 and up.
All now right. Remember, a little this less is a than podcast. 50. So anything that happens, you can just tell the audience that's what happened. I mean.
So that's how long did you guys want to fake it?
Well, let's see what
happens.
Let's see what happens.
See what happens.
I roll a D20.
Okay, ready? Right? I need you to boot up. Wait, should I make the roll? No. Stop.
I think you should.
I should?
No.
Okay, so all right, this is Gavin's roll. Give me a D20. Hey guys, this is Danny here. I am stopping this recording from the editing booth to kind of give you guys some background. What is going on right here? So I asked Josh to give me a D20 so I can make the roll to see if John survives. However, I did not know at the time that Josh has given me a D20 die that all sides of it were just net 20s. So when I roll the dice, I get a net 20 no matter what I do. At the time, the only people who were aware of that was Josh, John, and Nate. Me and Jordan have no idea. So you guys will notice that I am very confused and wondering what is going on while Nate and Josh and John are both having a great time. So that is a little explanation, and back to the episode.
This roll will determine. Why are you laughing?
Don't worry about it.
This roll will determine.
I can't.
This roll will determine if Gavin lives or dies.
Okay.
I'm very comfortable right now. Everyone else seems very frustrated, but I'm like, that's fine.
Are you laughing because you're nervous?
No. Go ahead. I'm actually very confident this will go well.
It was nat 20.
Nat 20!
My kids are awake. Nat 20.
Nat 20.
Nat 20.
Oh my gosh.
I'm glad you did that, not me.
Oh. Woo. All right, let's move on.
The darkness. They try to take over you.
Were you guys laughing?
It's incredible that he survived. Okay, we almost lost Gavin.
Hey, people are gonna think.
Can I get that D20 back? Thank you.
All right, continue.
I don't know why you're laughing. Why are you laughing?
Yeah.
You want him to die? He can die.
Okay. No, he survived. You rolled the tweet. You rolled it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a natural 20.
No, we're good.
Continue.
Okay. The darkness starts to take over you. You feel peace, warmth. I cannot do this without laughing. You have a second.
I'm sorry. I'm fine.
I'm good. Let's go.
I'm calm.
I want to make one comment.
They're
going to
be
quick.
So serious.
For a second, I really thought that happened. And then I realized it was Josh's purple D20.
I didn't realize.
That's what it was?
Yeah, you didn't realize it.
Yep, this is the one you roll. Danny, up here.
See, that's the one you rolled. That's why I'm laughing.
Danny's like, are you nervous? I'm like, I'm very confident this will go well, actually.
That was a good prank. That was a good prank.
What do you mean prank?
I'm keeping this in because this is gold. So Josh has a dice that has all 20s, and I didn't know this, but that's the one he gave me to roll.
It's loaded perfectly.
I am checking the D20. Wait, I'm checking the D20.
Is that the lucky one? Did you give him the lucky one?
It's green. It has no more numbers. You faked it.
I kept looking over at Josh, and he's like dying laughing. And I'm like,
see, that's why I asked for it back very quickly before you could notice.
All right, so this is the real roll.
Okay, I'm ready.
Crap.
You guys rolled it. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, we did.
All right, this is a real
roll. I wanted a real honest to goodness what's going to happen. I want real chaos.
So this is it. No do-overs, no more bullcrap. 11 higher.
Okay.
He survives.
He's really, now I'm anxious.
1 of 10.
He's really putting this off.
19.
Nice! That was almost a 20. It was pretty good.
Oh.
There you go. Now the audience has to know we didn't fake that.
I was like, why is he laughing?
Well, I kept looking at Josh, and Josh couldn't keep a straight face.
They couldn't stop laughing.
And I was like, did Danny know? Are we lying?
Josh took it back, and then Josh, like, I'm like, I asked you something, and then he picked it up, and then he just put it under the table. And
I showed it to Jordan, like, under the table, being like, this is the one he rolled.
I was like,
I actually, when I brought this up, I thought you knew.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Genuine surprise.
I was so confused because I was just
Danny,
keep going.
I didn't know until he showed me either. And so when you first rolled a nat 20, I was like,
I thought that I was ruining a conspiracy for a moment there. I thought these two were like, we're doing this. And I was just like, oh, wait, what? Paddle. And then I was like, they're going to get mad at me.
Well, I wasn't sure if Danny knew or not. So I was like, I don't want to say anything in case this is how he wants to, like.
But you guys kept laughing. Like, what's going on? I'm like, we should be celebrating that Gavin survived.
I did. Ultimately.
Yeah. Anyway, that was.
Yeah, whatever. The darkness tries to take you over. Yeah, it doesn't.
Can I see that dice for when I do my wisdom saving throw?
Yeah, no. Sure thing, bud.
Gavin, you feel warmth, you feel powerful, and the fire surrounds you.
Powerful.
Stops. And you get up and you transform. Your beard, your hair, it goes through this ember that cleans everything, purifies everything, and your hair, it's now beautiful. It looks like you just conditioned.
So much for the shampoo I got him.
And you
grab the shampoo and just pour it all over my
You'll have this beautiful robe. Oh. And this staff grows, and you grab the infused power, and on your left eye you see this little flame on it as inside instead of the pupil. You feel this amazing power going through you. You're now immune to any fire.
Yeah, hot dog.
And what's your best modifier? Is it wisdom?
It's wisdom 6.
So anytime I ask you to do a strength saving throw, you can use your wisdom modifier instead.
Heck yeah.
Wow.
And this might bite you back in the butt, but...
And it will.
You can cast Fireball once per long rest.
Heck yeah.
That's a really good spell.
Yeah, it is.
And it cannot hurt level him, so he can cast it wherever he wants.
However,
I cast Fireball in this very small room.
Gavin, you learn that each vessel is different. Mm-hmm. Ash was a vessel to protect, to fight. She was a warrior. The way she looked like, she had lava coming out of her, right? She had this very bright flame on her. You are more subtle. And when you transform, instead of flames that burn and destroy everything, they heal the grass. They heal the nature. And this giant blaze of flame starts healing, and plants start growing, different plants, different trees start growing after you.
Hey, you mentioned he's wearing like a robe now.
Yes.
Can we say that it's like kind of Walmart themed?
I'll let that be up to him.
It's like a vest.
Has a giant like smiley face on it.
That was their old one. It's got that loading symbol. You know how they're just like right on the front of it.
Okay. Walmart, we're open to
In fact, My staff has that symbol. At
the oh, yeah.
Walmart, this, we're open to being...
This is the new symbol of hell.
You're now a vessel. And you wake up to see a dead frost demon. There's a crater by the entrance, and there's a corruption monster surrounded by chains, and Brock is on the feet of it laying down, and Jack is right next to you.
Oh.
What do you want to do?
I was about to say, I cast Fireball!
You're going to hit Leon.
One turn too late.
Well, okay, now wait. You're bad. And restraint.
Yeah, you don't know what I am right now unless you ask Jack.
He's just crazy. Right
I just
now.
See corruption. I don't even
know. Yeah, you just see a corruption monster.
I come out, I see you. Okay, this is what Gavin does. He casts Call Lightning.
Oh.
Oh, shoot. I'm dead. Actually, I'm already dead.
We're all around him, though.
Well, I can target specifically what I'm trying to hit.
Remember that Liam is like touching me. Though.
Okay, never mind. I don't cast Call Lightning. I don't want to hurt Liam.
Thanks.
We have it on authority. He only has 10 health left, so keep that in mind for whatever you do.
Yeah. He's already restrained, right?
Yep. If you want a cool thing you might do is that I did specify in the past that the corruption is a free of fire.
Oh, cool.
That's true.
I'm going to walk up to it, and I'm going
with his healing fire.
Use produce flame.
Healing fire!
Okay, but this flame is, it's brighter, hotter, even more sacred. So as you just do that, the corruption kind of like fades away with fear.
Yeah, I'm going to just like get a fireball of like produce flame. I'm just going to like push it towards it.
And it gets very small and it's trying to run away, but it can't because of whole person. And that's enough with Liam. Does the chant one more time, and it does seal it back again. He seals the corruption inside of you now, and now, Toby, next time you use it, the DC will be 17 wisdom saving throw.
See, you grow through adversity.
And corruption
today.
Toby, what happened to you?
There's an ice monster.
Don't listen to him, he's crazy! And I slap him across.
And I go pass out because I'm already at zero hit points. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Brock, you should probably heal.
And then I turn.
Yeah. So it's about time for some heal hand on Toby.
Heal hand singular.
Well, is it clear that he is like not infested
yes,
anymore?
Yes.
Okay, so I probably shouldn't have done that.
Well, too late.
Okay.
So you slapped him with the...
Wait, you're not going to heal him?
I mean, yeah, I'll heal him.
Okay. Slap me with his healing hand.
Okay, you're back. You're back. Okay, like, the four of you see Gavin, and he's glowing now. He has this really cool... He has a really cool robe, a really cool staff. What do you guys want
to
do?
I turn to Brock and I'm like, I knew the shampoo was a good idea. End of episode. No, okay.
What's the, I'm imagining now that when he's walking, it like leaves a trail of like flowers and grass. Is that essentially what
it is? I'll let John take over now.
No, that's dope. I take it. That's okay. Awesome.
Yeah, you do whatever you want to do now. This is your character.
Everywhere I walk, it's just like the brimstone that was hell is replaced with like foliage.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But wonder it's like if that all works. Red.
Wonder if that works in other realms, because it's going to make it really hard to hide.
I'll post this on the
That he's glowing.
But this is the image that I had in mind too.
Oh.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, dope. Is he always that way though?
It's up to John. 100% up to John.
I am when I am in when I'm in hell.
Okay,
but if I go other places, then I gotta kind of like
suppress it.
You know, it's suppressed. I'm not as powerful if I'm not like in my domain. I think.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you guys just think Gavin looks cool. What else do you guys want to do?
I feel like I'm pretty out of it, and I would look up at Gavin. Toby would look up at Gavin and be like, "Looks like you did it, bud. Proud of you." And then I think I would like. Lay back down because I'm already like I'm so out of it from this fight.
I'm just gonna lay down and be like, I need to take a nap.
Brock proceeds to open the bag of holding and eat some Doritos.
That's exactly what happened.
After a few minutes, the ice that the ice demon brought starts melting, the people back, and they all celebrate because A, you guys saved them, and B, they have a new vessel. And they all decide to throw a party, you should celebrate. And you guys party. You guys celebrate. You guys can have a big, long rest and decide what you guys want to do tomorrow.
I say, wait till Sanjay hears about this.
Thank you for listening to Roleplay Rookies. That was Josh as Jack, Jordan playing as Brock, John playing as Gavin, Nate playing as Toby, and Danny as our amazing DM. Please share this episode with anyone you think would enjoy it, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks again, guys.
I'm not actually in the fight right now.
Danny was so stressed.
Looking for a cart.
Let's see. Carry
Roman initiative.